This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن سار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam on many occasions was asked about or was given questions which represent or for us are very important questions. Some of those questions, what are the best deeds? Or what action will take me to the paradise? On one occasion, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is with Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. And so, as Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and you find that many of the narrations narrated by Mu'adh radiallahu anhu are very comprehensive answers that you receive from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And so on this occasion, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he asks the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about an action, something that will enter me into the paradise, وَيُبَاعِدُنِي مِنَ النَّارِ, that will take me away from the hellfire. This was asked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a number of other occasions, and the answer was short. But this answer represents one of the most comprehensive answers on this particular question. You'll be pushed hard to find an answer from the Prophet ﷺ answering this question. What enters me into Jannah and takes me away from the hellfire? And so the Prophet ﷺ says, لَقَدْ سَأَلْتَ عَنْ عَظِيمٍ, that you have asked about an amazing and great matter. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, but this is an affair, this is a matter which if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make easier for a person, it will be so. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lays out the beginning. The answer is not just one answer. There are four parts to the answer. The first part is that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you establish the salah, that you pay the zakah, and you perform the hajj. If you were to give an answer like this, would be sufficient. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues. He says, "Ala adulluka ala abwab al khair? Should I not inform you about the doors of goodness and righteousness?" No doubt, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is now receiving an answer beyond his expectations. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, "As-siyamu wa as-sawmu junnah," that fasting is a shield, and that charity extinguishes the sin just as water extinguishes the fire, and that the prayer in the middle of the night isn't from the most excellent of deeds. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites the verses from Surah Al-Sajda. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues the third part. ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه. Should I not tell you then about the head of the matter, its pillar, its pinnacle, al-jihad, to sacrifice and to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the Prophet ﷺ does not finish there. He says, "Ala ukhbiruka bimilaki kull dhalika kullihi." Should I not inform you about what is the basis of all that has preceded? Salah, fasting, charity, hajj, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, "Bala ya Rasulullah, please inform me of what underlies all of what you have mentioned." Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam akhadha bilisanihi, he took hold of his tongue. He said, "Kuff alayka hada," hold and control your tongue. Now we are all aware that in the well-known hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the king of the parts in our body, the most important is as what? Is the heart. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. That if the heart is sound, the whole body is sound. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. And if it becomes corrupt, then the whole body will become corrupt. أَلَّا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That flesh or that piece in your body is your heart. And we are concentrating on our hearts. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa ajsamikum." That Allah jalla wa ala does not look at your appearances and your bodies. However, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum." Allah jalla wa ala is looking at your hearts and your actions. So we may be, as we should be, concentrating on our hearts, concentrating on our niyat. And then when somebody approaches us because we are speaking in a particular manner, maybe foul language, backbiting, slander, speaking without knowledge, or that we are missing out some obligations, and the person's response is what? "You don't know what is in my heart. You don't know what's inside here. What is going on between me and my Lord?" And the person will then bring the evidences that Allah Azza wa Jalla is looking at our hearts, not looking at necessarily your bodies and your outer shapes. But the person did also forget that Allah Azza wa Jalla, yes, is yanzur ila qulubikum wa a'malikum, and your actions as well. And from those actions, because there is a connection between what goes on in our hearts to how you behave and how you act, there's a connection. You can't separate them. Person can't just be like within themselves, say, "I'm a good Muslim, I have this, I'm good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala," and then their actions are the complete opposite of that. Your actions should be a manifestation, should be a result of what is in your heart. And just as we are concentrating on the internal, and it starts there, no doubt, but what are the consequences and the state of your heart? What happens then? You will find that it will impact their actions. And our actions are of different types. But the thing that we must guard the most, what we need to be most careful of, is what? Is our tongues. Our tongues with which, if a person is engaged in the recitation of the Quran, that they will receive ashru hasanat, 10 rewards for every letter that you are reciting. That with your tongue you make the shahada, the testimony of faith. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. By that a person enters into al-Islam. But similarly, with their tongue, they can mention words of kufr. That a person may mention words of lies and deceit. A person will say something to his family, 20 years of marriage, he says a word, they are no longer together. By what? By what they said. Now Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, when he heard that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that kuf alayka hadha, that hold your tongue, he was surprised. Now you think about, why is Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, why is he so surprised? وَإِنَّا لَمُؤَاخَذُونَ بِمَا نَقُولُ. We are taken to account by that what we say. Really? Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to him, "May your mother be bereft of you. May your mother lose you." This is out of being startled and surprised. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ. Will those people be dragged in the hellfire on their faces, illa hasa'idu al-sinatihim, other than what their tongues have harvested. That every morning, every day, your body tukaffir al-lisan. Doesn't mean it calls your san al-lisan or a tongue a disbeliever. No, it warns the tongue every day about what it says, that you will all be, in your entire existence, will be taken to account on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So I guess these short minutes that we have together here on Yawm al-Jum'ah to think about the impact of how and what we speak about. By it, a person enters into Islam, that by it, a person earns the reward and blessings and paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by it also, a person may exit Islam. By it, a person will earn dhunub, sayyi'at. Even if the person carries themselves in a way which, on the apparent, is salah, is uprightness. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us, the sahaba, of course, hadith you're all well known. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Atadruna man al-muflis?" Who's the bankrupt one? Al-muflisu fina man la dirham lahu wa la dinar. The bankrupt one with us is the one who has no gold and silver. And so then the Prophet alayhi salam says, "Al-muflisu yawm al-qiyamah." The true bankrupt one is the one who comes with salah, with zakah, with sadaqah, with all of these arkan, as it appears, the arkan of Islam, upholding the pillars of Islam. However, that person, shatama hadha, wasabba hadha, wadhalama hadha. That person cursed, swore, and oppressed the other person. By what? By their tongue. That they come with all of these deeds, but yet they are bankrupt. And what is this bankruptcy? This bankruptcy is that they come with mountains of hasanat, the one who is rich on Yawm al-Qiyam as it appears, but then their rasid, their account then becomes what? Bankrupt. Why? Because their good deeds then are transferred to the other people. They're taken away from you. You give your good deeds to those whom you swore or you cursed or oppressed or you wronged. So you may have come with all of that, but it served nothing for you, no goodness for you. And then likewise, that the companions, they were speaking about a woman. Inna fulana taqumu al-layl tusumu bin-nahar. She is fasting the days and standing in the nights in prayer. Walakin tu'thi jaraha. But the thing is that she harms her neighbors bi lisaniha. She harms her neighbors with her tongue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hiya fi-nar." That's the reason for her being entered into the hellfire. And there's another fulana. There's another woman, she is not so much in her ibadah. She establishes the wajibat, لا تقوم الليل كثير. She does not spend many nights in prayer at night. She does not fast every day. لكن لا تؤذي جارها. يعني من لسانها. She does not harm her neighbors with her tongue. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, هي في الجنة. The tongue is the cause, the reason for that person being entered into the fire or into the paradise. Even things that we may not even think about. And the incident that comes to mind is that when Aisha radiallahu anha, min ghayri qasd, she didn't mean anything by it. She was describing Safiya radiallahu anhum. And she, with her hand, said that she was qasira, that she was short. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "La qulti kalimatan," that you have said a word, "law muzijat bima al bahr lamazajathu," that you said a word which is not a good word, that if it was mixed with the sea, it would have changed his entire existence, not in a good way. Of course, this is a them. This is rebuking her and reminding her that saying such a thing, you didn't even mean it. I didn't mean it. But you said it. Now how many of us, because we have watches, we have phones, you have the ability to count the steps that you make every day. You may make 5,000 steps, 10,000 steps, that's your target. And every day you get, you know, the natija, you get the result of how many steps that you have made in that day. Can you imagine if you had a device or the ability to count how many words you say every single day. And that those words were then put in two columns, or even three if you like. Those words which are for you, and those words that are against you, and those that are just in the middle, nothing. If you were able to place all those words, the amount of things that you say every day, where or what would your scale look like? The things that you say. And we find that the Quran is very daqiq, very, very precise in how it is explained about the angels, kiram and katibin, those honored scribes, that they write down everything that you say. Everything that is done is recorded. And on yawm al-qiyamah, your whole body is saying and warning the tongue. We don't understand that, but it is the case. Warning the tongue, why? Because it is al-jannu, jannah or an-nar for you, the paradise or the hellfire for any one of us. But for many of us, we don't pay attention. We're busy. We're doing everything that we can to fulfill what we think is important for us, and we forget about what I've said. And maybe your excuse is that I didn't mean it. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to allow us to protect us what we say. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Most khutb, most sermons that you hear every Friday, you hear the verse in the khutbatul haja, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله. O you who have believed, fear Allah. وقولوا قولا سديدا. That say a good word. Say a good word. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Adhmanu lahu al-jannah." I will guarantee the one. I will guarantee the one who, of course, will be paradise. I guarantee paradise for the one. The one who guards his tongue, and that what is between his thighs, his private parts. You guard these two. You don't fall into haram with these two. Then there is a promise for you, a guarantee from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will be from the people of paradise. When we hear things like that, the stakes are very high. That you should be very careful about that what you say. May something amali until Salat al-Asr. Before you speak, think about what you are going to say. So before you speak, you don't just say it. You think, is this pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is this displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But maybe that takes too much time. I ain't got time to think about what I've got to say. I just have to say it. And then the regret comes after. But if you know the consequences, then for sure, that few seconds it's worth you taking a pause before you say something. Is this something that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? And the subject itself is wide, it is vast. There are many ayat in the Quran which remind us about the consequences and for us to guard our tongues. And similarly, the sunnah is mali'a, is full of narrations concerning the issue of the tongue and our speech. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to that what is best. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to protect our tongues. And that this guarding is a reason for us, with Allah Jalla wa Ala's mercy, to be from the people of paradise. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana ya rabbal alameen. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأقم الصلاة.